universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Well, it's that time of year again. My wife gets all excited about decorating the house for Christmas. Not only the house, but the tree came out. We have the artificial tree this year. Put it up and the lights and all the decoration. Oh, she just loves it. She's like a little kid. Oh, my gosh. Some years I've helped her, especially when it's a fresh tree. We are a live tree. We don't do that all the time because sometimes we travel, and then we don't want to leave the tree there not to be watered. And especially in the years we do get that live tree, we have to go and get it, and then it comes back, and then I have to recut it, and then we have to drag it, muscle it into the house, you might say, and then it takes two of us to stand it up, put it in the tray, and then you got to turn these little things to tighten it down to hold the trunk tight and steady, and then I was kind of laying flat on my stomach, and she steps back and says, "Nope, turn it a little this way. Nope, a little that way. Nope, it's got to tilt this way a little bit more." And oh, it's quite the job to get that tree just right. And sometimes you have to turn it a whole quarter turn because there's too many long branches this way and long branches that way. And oh my, it's an ordeal. And finally, when it's all done, she goes, "Yes. Oh, it looks so good." It reminds me of when I was growing up at that point with my mom and dad. They had the same thing going on this way, that way, turning. And mom would go, "Ah, it's the best tree ever." And then kind of admire it for its beauty, just standing there. What's interesting is you never just stop and leave it there. You just never leave it as a undecorated tree. It has a bit of beauty in and of itself because you don't see a tree in the house very often. And so there is some beauty there. And if it's late evening, this is before I lost my sight, I remember seeing shadows and images kind of shrouded in darkness. There's just a beauty there. But it's not finished until you put on the lights. And once the lights are on, at that point, with all those dots of either white lights or colored lights when I was growing up, then you could say it was almost finished. Really, then the ornaments or the tinsel or the garland, that was all just extra frou-frou. Needed the lights. Well, there's a Bible verse that he actually talks about this. It's from Romans chapter 13. It's many times used in churches, and I don't think the intent was this way, but it really kind of is, of Paul trying to prepare us for Christmas, but not Jesus' first coming that we celebrate, but the second coming. He says, "The night is nearly over." This is Romans 13:12. "The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. Put off the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light." I love that. Put off the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put on the light. You know, a tree ain't done. A person, a Christian, ain't done. Isn't done until we're decorated with the light of Christ. Lights are interesting. They've been part of Christmas celebrations for years and years. I remember reading a story. Martin Luther would actually put a tree in his house, and he'd put candles on it. Yes, we'd say that's mighty dangerous now. He'd light them, and the light of the candles flickering on that tree was just so beautiful. Light brings the imagery in the midst of darkness that there's hope for a new day, the brightness. And that's what Jesus brings. He did at his first coming, born as a baby, who then grew up and kept God's law perfectly. Paul, even just before this verse in chapter 13:12, he says, "All the law is summed up in this: love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, and love your neighbors as yourself." Jesus did that at that first Christmas. We don't. In fact, when that law shines on us, it's kind of an ouch. But the light reveals our sin, but it reveals the Savior, Jesus. And that's why we can celebrate his second coming with the angels and his glory and power, because we're clothed with the light of Christ, not the light of our good deeds. And because we have the light of Christ, we see that he fulfilled the law for us. He forgives us. And now, in his light, we can live our lives. We live them, well, waiting for his next coming with joy and expectation and peace, not with fear or intimidation. We can live our lives showing kindness and goodness and gentleness, even when people are harsh or cruel with us. We can live our lives with self-control when people give us irrational responses to how they see us. When we have the light of Christ living in us, wrapped around us, we are strengthened by him. Strengthened every day in the faith that we live, so that, as it says, we can live in that light. The day, it's nearly here, his second coming. That's why Christmas trees, I think, are kind of fun. Because it reminds us that Jesus came the first time, he's coming again, and that by him we're hooked into the power that lets our light shine, not us, but him. And it's shining to others of what he has done so that they may have hope in this holiday season. Even when things aren't going well, even when things aren't doing well, even when there's crime and pain in our lives, yet we have Jesus in our lives, and that is what brings peace on earth, because it brings peace between earth and heaven. Let's pray. Thanks, Jesus, that your light shines upon us to give us hope, to give us joy, to give us peace. Lord, help us to put off the deeds of darkness. Help us to put on the light, you, to live like you'd lived, so that others might see you and have hope of everlasting life, seen in the promise of everlasting life. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. I would love to hear from you and stories. I know many of you, if not most of you, are blind or visually impaired and don't deal well with light. Same with me. But if you got some fun, interesting stories about light, please drop me a note. You can respond to the email if you got the email notice, or write me at info@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.